You are listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. Though located in the heart of the Silicon Valley, you will hear fervent, old-fashioned revival preaching from the pulpit of North Valley Baptist Church. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
So good to have you in God's house on this Christmas night. Very special. I wish Christmas was on every Wednesday night. It's very special to be here tonight. And you that are traveling from out of town, I hope I get to meet you afterwards. My wife and I will be here, and we'll stay. And I hope to at least say hello to you. Father, I pray your blessing upon these moments together in the Word of God. Thy Word is truth. Thy Word is absolute. It is without error. And I thank thee that tonight we can look at the Bible and get hope for the future. In Jesus' name, amen. The Bible declares in Luke chapter 1, speaking of John, "And thou, child, shall be called the prophet of the highest. For thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people by the remission of their sins, through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the dayspring from on high hath visited us." And then verse 79, "to give light to them that sit in darkness." Tonight, that's our mission this evening at this candlelight service. In a moment, you'll receive a candle. And when the ushers come and when they light their candle, you'll bring your unlit candle to the lit candle. Do not move the lit one. Always have the lit one straight up. That's our job, to give light to a dark world. Benjamin Franklin was living in the East Coast, and he had this brilliant idea before the incandescent light bulb. He said, "I'm going to light my street. I want my street to be well lit up." And he thought, "What can I do to light my street up?" And he pondered it and thought about making a flyer and going house to house and door to door and enlisting people to light their candle. And then he said, "I think I'll do this." And he took his lantern and he shined it up. He cleaned it up. It was beautiful. And then he put his light, a candle, inside. And then he lit it. And he said, "I think I'll just leave it alone. I just will leave it alone. And lo and behold, all of a sudden, the next neighbor went ahead and lit their candle. And then the next neighbor, and the next neighbor. And that's what happens tonight when we light our candle. It spreads like wildfire. You know, we were given a window of grace. Ezra chapter number 9, verse number 8, a window of grace with this last election. Thank you, both of you. We were given a window of grace with this last election. Amen. That was nothing else other than God's people praying. Now, I don't know what they're going to do with it politically, but I do know what we're going to do with it spiritually. We are going to take the gospel to Santa Clara in 2025, our 50th year. We're going to make sure that every person in this city has the gospel. We're going to make sure that every public park is prayed over every week. Every public school, elementary, junior high, high school is prayed over, and our college every single week. The police stations, the fire stations, the mayor's office, and the political people. We are going to pray for the city. We're praying for Kaiser Hospital. And I'm enlisting folks for that cause, because our job is to so let our light so shine before men that they may glorify our God in heaven. That's our task. And our task is like Benjamin Franklin. He said, I can send a flyer out. I can do all this. But let me just let my light so shine. And when he let his light shine, it caught on. And I'm praying tonight that it will catch on in the United States of America. You know, I know that it's difficult. Thomas Edison, On October the 21st in 1879, had been working to develop an incandescent light bulb. And he had it so close. He was living on the second floor of a house, and he would take the materials up there and would work with them, and as they failed, he'd throw it out the window. They said that it came up so high it was touching the second floor. All the failed projects. But on October the 21st, 1879, he fulfilled his dream, and it worked. I don't know if it's going to work or not, but I know that the gospel cannot land on deaf ears. I know that people need the Lord. And it's my job to let my light so shine. In the Bible, we have that God is love. 1 John chapter number 4, verse 10. Herein is love. Not that he loved us, that we loved him, but that he loved us. And he gave himself. Jesus Christ gave himself to humanity. He was robed in a manger with swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And he entered in not with pomp and circumstance and not with horses and not with clansmen or a different one, but he entered in as a baby. And as a baby, he grew. He learned obedience in that home. He learned the skill of his father in that home. But by age 12, the mother and dad realized something was very special on him. Of course, they realized it before them, but he sat as one having authority with the scribes and the Pharisees and the lawyers, and he taught them. And they were profound. They were profoundly amazed at his wisdom. God is love. For God, say it with me, so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. God is life. John 14, verse number 6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. It's hard to believe that we are living in a society that's killed now over 60 million babies. Since 1973, nearly 65 million babies have been slaughtered. Our Constitution has it: life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. There's something wrong with the nation when they begin to advertise death and euthanasia to kill off the old people. And isn't it a wonder that people can just cold-heartedly kill on the street and be applauded for it? But that's not who Jesus is. Ye of your father the devil, who was a murderer from the beginning. He's about death. Everything that the devil offers us is death. But everything that Jesus offers us is life. And then not only is he love and he's life, but he's light. A little girl and her brother were in the Carlsbad Caverns in New Mexico. And as they went in to see those Carlsbad Caverns, a 12-year-old sister and a 7-year-old boy, they got down to the base of that, and they reached the deepest part of the cavern, and the man said, now gently at this time, we shut the lights off, and you'll see how dark it is down here below in this cavern. They shut the light off, and the little 7-year-old boy became frightened. And he said, I can't see you, sister. I can't see you. I'm holding your hand, but I can't see you. I can't see anybody. I'm afraid. I'm afraid down here. I don't like this. As she whispered, there's someone here in this cavern that knows where the light switches, and they're going to turn it on in just a moment. And when the switch came on, he was contented. You know, you and I carry the gospel, the light of the world. The whole world was lost in the darkness of sin. The light of the world is Jesus. Like sunrise, His glory came in. His light of the light of the world is Jesus. Come to this light, it's shining for thee. Sweetly this light has dawned upon me. Once I was lost, but now I am found. The light of the world is Jesus. The ushers are coming to the back of the auditorium right now. They're going to get these candles, and we're going to pass them out quickly to you. And then we're going to light these candles. Ushers, if you'll just go as quickly as possible and grab as many as you, those baskets you can, and we'll have the baskets come down the row. I'd like everyone to take a candle that is going to keep it upright. You have to keep the candle upright. And we'll blow it out, and then it'll be yours, all right? The ushers are coming right now with these candles. And we want to make sure that everyone has a candle. I'll show you what Ben Franklin showed us. Ben Franklin lit up his whole street by just letting his light so shine before men that they may glorify their God in heaven. And that's what we're going to do tonight as a congregation. We're going to sing that song. Let's sing it right now. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Let it shine till Jesus comes. I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine till Jesus comes. I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Don't let Satan it out. I'm going to let it shine. Don't let Satan it out. I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Well, I think by now all of you should have a candle. It looks like we're completely done. Is there anybody, any section we have missed? Any section we have missed? Does everyone have a candle? Ushers, if you'll go to the back and get your candle and come stand at your usher station. Not at the front, but at your usher station. We're going to light the candles in just a moment. Did we miss anybody? Would we miss anybody with a candle over here, over here, over here, over here? They're still working on it. These guys are slow. We got them all. Ushers, do you have your big candles there? Good. Well, I'm having trouble with these two sections over here. I mean, there are more people over here than over there, and that's all right. You got it? Thank you, ushers. Thank you very, very much. Do y'all have your candles? Let's come to your usher station. If you'll come to your usher station, not all the way forward, but come to your usher station if you'll come. So the ushers from the front, if you'll come. Ushers in the back, if you'll come. Let's get everyone in order. The one that's lit is the one that's upright. It does not go down. It always stays upright. Let's bow for prayer. Father, we thank you for this evening, and I pray that we might realize how quickly the light can shine in this dark, dark world. For we ask this in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. For more information about our ministry or to find out how to get in contact with us, visit our website at nvbc.org. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.